More than 150 countries, including Australia, will this week sign the Paris Agreement on Climate Change. The agreement aims to keep global average temperature rises to below 2 degrees Celsius. But for some countries, the Paris Agreement is almost too late. Ursula Rakova is one of the world's first climate change refugees. She's also a pioneer of the environment movement. She's from the Carteret Islands near Papua New Guinea. And her community of 2,500 has been relocated to Bougainville because climate change and rising sea levels have made their home almost uninhabitable. Ursula Rakova has been in Australia with the Catholic aid agency Caritas and Friends of the Earth, and she's speaking with Noel Debien.
The Paris Agreement is important to us because it gives us some hope that the world is interested in saving vulnerable people like us. The Paris Agreement covers human rights, and we have a right to justice as well. And it has to be in this agreement to make sure that it protects our rights. The Paris Agreement also needs to look further into making sure that loss and damage is in the agreement. I know it
was... You mean compensation for loss and damage?
Exactly. There are communities like us who are already suffering impacts of climate change. We need loss and damage to redress our concerns.
Well, I could see there are new houses being built on Bougainville. I can see the scaffolds going up. Now, new houses are only one step. People can bring some furniture, they can bring their kitchen stuff, they can do that. But they've also got to set up a new life, haven't they?
We need to be supported in what we are doing. Most of what you can see, building houses and all that, is contribution from the churches. Churches in particular, especially in Germany. The Lutheran and the Protestant churches. But we need more than that.
So it's not only the Catholic Church. The Lutheran Church, the Evangelical Churches have been contributing significantly too, you're saying. And that's in particular relation to the Cataracts, to Toulon?
Yes, and some other organizations throughout the world, like Catholic Coalition Justice in the US, they have also contributed to build one house, one family house for the families. And so we need more support than just churches helping us.
I'm aware that Australia, where we are right now, we produce 1.5% of all the greenhouse gas emissions in the world, but we're only 0.32% of the population. In terms of averages, we produce 5 times more greenhouse gas emissions per person than anywhere else, and we've got a 5% target at the moment of reduction for 2020.
I think Australia needs to do more than that. Australia produces the most polluting elements of greenhouse gases in mining coal.
Mining coal?
Yes. And this is contributing to greenhouse gas emissions, destroying small island communities, not even just island communities, but other communities in the world. There are communities in Alaska going through the same fate. And so when their ice is melting, my island is sinking. It's a global issue.
I saw that Australia is among the 3 lowest countries in the world. That's Saudi Arabia, Canada and Australia are the ones who are doing the least to do this. How hopeful are you that there can be improvement? How hopeful?
I would like to be more hopeful than I am today. And I think Australia needs to do more, as I've said.
I think the Paris Agreement should be signed on April 22nd. It's not far off now, April 22nd. So it's a sign of hope, but there's more to be done, I think, from what you're saying. Can I ask you, in terms of the Pacific region going further, how long do countries like Kiribati and Tuvalu have?
Kiribati is 1.2 meter above sea level. Cartwright has a population of 2,700 people. Kiribati has 106,000 people. Where will they move to? Australia needs to take a lead in making sure these people are provided for. Tuvalu has 10,000 people. Where will they move to? They don't have a bigger Tuvalu or a bigger Kiribati island to move to.
There isn't a Bougainville like there is for your island.
There is no Bougainville like we have. Where will these thousands and thousands of people, where will they relocate to?
Caritas is the organisation you're here with. It's arguing that Australia should take more of a lead in planning the impacts of climate change on Pacific Islands. And I know that Australian organisations are already working via aid programs, and they're helping with planning, agriculture, building economic sustainability. I know they're jargon words, but the things you're talking about, you know, can people have houses? Can they have jobs? Can they have trade? Can they fit themselves into communities? But what more do you think Australia can or should do?
The Green Fund is basically set up to help communities sustain themselves or help themselves. And I think the Green Fund needs to really be targeted at communities who are already leading local solutions to sustain their lives. It shouldn't be locked up in the bureaucratic red tape of states.
It sounds to me what you're saying, that the Green Fund is not being used as effectively as you would like it to be. You're saying that the money's tied up and it's not arriving in your island, in the Cataracts sufficiently, or it's not arriving in Tuvalu or Kiribati adequately. Is that what you're saying?
It is not. It is being locked up in government bureaucratic red tapes. It's not going to helping communities help themselves.
Ursula Rakova from the Carteret Islands in Australia with the Catholic aid agency Caritas and Friends of the Earth, speaking there with Noel Debien. And you can download and share all of our stories from the Religion and Ethics Report homepage at the RN website. Thanks to producer Nadia El Ghorli and technical producer Tim Jenkins. I'm Andrew West. Back next week.